Hey, I have a question about what is that in your hand?
I'll show you. Zip.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. We just tried filming this the first time and it didn't work out because our recorder's been giving us some issues.
Yeah, so this is the third time we're trying to record this, but we are back.
After 5 months.
5 months we've been away. We weren't locked up. We just been working. None of us went to jail. And we didn't quit the podcast. But we thank everyone for reaching out and asking us, hey, you know, when's your show coming back? We've had a few people. Tim, our mother's like our biggest fan. A few people from work. Tom, my client. They've all been asking like, yo, it's been 5 months. Tom sent me like a picture of the last podcast like date. He's like, yo, what's up with y'all? And I was like, oh shit.
Tom, hopefully now you can.
This is for you. This show is dedicated to Tom. Tom, the show is for you. So you can relax. And you told me you lost like 120 pounds. So now you just disappeared. You're not. I mean, Tom is already skinny. Remember Tom?
Tom. Who was that again?
He came to my birthday when I turned 30.
Yo, I remember that shit. What's good,
Tom bro? Rugario. Rugario.
I'm dapping you up from the camera.
He's a Sicilian. Italian.
Like, Italian. Gabagool.
Italian. Whatever. Gabagool.
Gabagool. Italian. Now you just can't leave.
As he said, I'm Italian. Italian.
I'm anyway, Italian.
Anyway, Tom, this show's for you. But you know, Tom, when I knew Tom already, he was already like 170 pounds. He said he lost 1,000 pounds. So he's just an entity now. Like
so he's just like air.
Yeah, you're just air now.
Like you're an element.
An element.
Fire.
But, it's been a lot of stuff has taken place or a lot of things have happened since those, you know, 5 months. Jordan is recovering. I don't know if you guys know, but Jordan's recovering from a torn ACL.
Yes. It was a wild ride. I tore my ACL playing basketball. I went up. I was playing a game. And I was about to leave because I was going to go watch the Knicks lose, which we did.
They've been doing. The Knicks have been losing. Yeah. We'll get to that in a few minutes, but the Knicks have been losing tremendously.
But it was our playoff appearance, which was like the most amazing thing I ever saw in the world, because we haven't seen the fucking Knicks go to the playoffs in like what 10 years. So I was about to leave.
So this dude, we're gonna talk about it in a few minutes.
Sorry.
Talk about ACL, my brother.
So second game, I go up for a layup and I landed wrong, and then I heard a pop in my leg and I fell right to the ground. I knew exactly what it was. It was the most pain I ever had in my life, and you know, even post surgery is even worse because he knows, you know, there were times I would get up at night. It was almost like I was a sergeant, like I was like, or I was like a detective or a security guard, because I just kept waking up. I had no sleep.
Like you were guarding some type of a prism. I was like a gold prism.
Like I was guarding a queen. Like I was doing some like royalty shit. So you know, I would get up, and it'll hurt in the middle of the night, like really bad, like pain. And whenever I want to get up.
I think they call those phantom pains. No, that's not a phantom. No,
that's
no.
Phantom foot. That's when you're like when you get your foot like
amputated. Like, yeah, amputated. It's called phantom pain.
Amputated.
Yeah.
But
you said chopped up.
I mean no, but I mean like when you're like, I mean that's like a fucked up way of saying that, but yes.
When you're an amputee, you get phantom pains because you feel like your leg is still there.
Exactly.
You feel
pain. It's called like phantom foot, if I'm not mistaken, or phantom leg or whatever. Yes.
I think it may be phantom pain. I think it's phantom foot.
No, phantom foot, basically.
Jordan will put the definition now right over my head.
Phantom foot or phantom put it, right? Leg, yes. Phantom okay. Foot, phantom leg is when you still think that your leg is there, basically.
Yeah, but phantom pain is like a pain that's there that doesn't exist. Jordan.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you search it right now? I'm telling you. I learned about this in class because I was big on history.
All right.
So.
Phantom pain.
Just look it up.
What does pain have to do with history?
Hendrick, because I know what it is. I know.
No,
where,
but what does pain have to do? I don't understand.
Because it's highly talked about within like the Civil War and like Vietnam when vets came back from fucking.
Okay, I get you.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not like.
I thought you meant like, oh, it has to do with like George Washington or something.
Nah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying what it is. I think it's really talked about with like Vietnam vets. But yeah. So I was again. Guys, don't quote me. Like my history's a little off.
Phantom pain is a pain that feels like it's coming from a body part that is no longer there.
Yeah, but if you put phantom
foot. Doctors once believed that this is an amputation phenomenon was a psychological problem, but experts now recognize that these are real sensations originated in the spinal cord. So Phantom Pain. So 1 point for me. Continue on.
So put, just why don't you put Phantom Foot though? I don't understand why you always gotta fucking search everything in your favor. Search it the way I said it. So put Phantom Foot. I tell you the same exact thing.
Can I? I'm searching it right now, my boy.
But search it. That shit angers me so much when you search it in your favor. You're a fucked up debater, bro.
So Phantom Foot.
Am I wrong? Exactly. Won't be suck my ass, bro.
Can I finish?
But read it. Don't
Phantom Limb Pain.
What is it?
Can I finish? Phantom Limb Pain is
Phantom
a pain.
Phantom Limb, yes. You said Phantom Pain. Just read this shit, bro. You're stalling this shit now at this point, bro.
I'm trying to read it. I'm literally trying to read it, bro.
Use my phone, bro. This motherfucker's...
Phantom Limb Pain is a pain that is felt in the area where an arm or leg has been amputated, like what you said, right?
So I'm not wrong either.
I was talking about phantom pain. It's a pain it's that feels like it's coming from a body part that's no longer there.
But it's the same thing. Phantom is not there.
Jordan, you know what phantom means?
That it's a thing that's not there. Something that appears, but it's not there.
I said pain. You said
literally, we're both right. We're literally talking about the same thing.
But you're still trying to
make
it seem like you're right.
Because you're saying I'm wrong. I didn't say that you were wrong.
I'm not saying you're wrong either. But I was talking about phantom. Andrew, I was talking about phantom pain.
We're both right. It doesn't matter. We're debating about being right right now.
I was right, and you were right.
I was right. Exactly. That was lit. All right. We're both right.
Anyway, continue on with your thing.
So basically, still recording?
Yes.
So, tore my ACL, heard a pop, and the surgery was bad. At one point, I would get up from bed. That was a crazy ass like discussion we just had. But I would get up from bed, and it felt like the blood would rush to my leg. And it felt like somebody was ripping my stitches. Like, it was the worst feeling in the world.
And it's phantom limb syndrome, so you're wrong. Continue on.
You just said phantom pain. That means you're wrong, because I said phantom leg. I was closer because I said phantom leg. What is a leg? It's a limb. Suck my ass. 100% suck my ass.
It's called, so that
you said phantom pain.
Phantom pain is an exact definition. Continue on. Continue on your leg. With your phantom leg. With your phantom ACL.
You have a phantom face.
You have a phantom
ACL. Phantom face. You see? That's no cutting ass in the podcast. You want to keep cutting ass. So basically... Yeah, so I would get up from bed at night, and the blood would rush to my leg, and I was telling him like that we're talking about earlier, but that SpongeBob meme when he has like his hand on the, you know, like when he's like that. I'm putting it right now when he's breathing. That's how it felt like, because all the blood would rush to my leg, and I would have to just stop for a second, and the pain was so excruciating, and it felt like somebody was ripping my stitches. So it was like the worst pain in the world. I don't wish that upon anybody. I'm feeling a lot better now. I have an evaluation this Friday, so hopefully everything works good, so I can start playing sports again. But you know, yeah, that's pretty much my spiel on it. Got interrupted with a lot of like phantom shit, like phantom. Yeah,
but you gotta, yo, I have something in my fucking eye, bro.
We can't go too long because this camera fucking heats up.
I understand that, I have a fucking Audi hair in my eye, like legit. It's a fucking Audi hair.
It's still recording, right?
Yeah, everything's recording. Oh my god, this is part of the show. Just leave it. Anyway, my fucking eye is washed. It literally burns. Anyway, so. Hopefully it goes well. You get cleared to do cardio. You could run and do all these other kind of like good things. You know, you just got to be cautious with all that stuff, and you just have to be careful. But don't be scared, because recovery is always like, it's almost like 100% mental, in my opinion. It definitely is 100% mental, because usually these surgeries go really well, especially if you get seen by somebody that you saw, Dr. Levine.
Shout out Levine. Working the Yankees,
MLS, all that stuff. The same thing we said in the last time. You know, the surgeries go really well, but you have to have the confidence to, like, play the sport again. You can't, like, be scared about getting hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Can't. You gotta just kind of just keep going with it again.
Yeah, man. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's just, like, you just gotta, you gotta work to where you are at. And that's all. But, you know, post-COVID, a lot of things have happened. One of the things that happened during post-COVID was we... lost our uncle post-COVID. That was a big deal. No, we were not expecting that. That shook up the family pretty bad, especially like our mom, because that's like her only brother, and then our grandmother, because that's her only son, and you know, no mom deserves to like bury their kid, you know.
Shout out John Q. I'm not even making a joke. That's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a, you know, nobody, that's fucked up. But, you know, this, along being dedicated to Tom, but this definitely is for Jalito. Because, you know, he always, I don't think he watched any of our podcasts, maybe.
He used to watch them,
and he really liked it. And he always, one of the things he did talk about, he sent me a text message that he, and we can put it up on here, the text message that He sent me, he talked about how he wanted to make a space for podcasting so people could rent out and have a studio to use. So, you know, he was thinking about that stuff, you know, and it was really cool. But that's one of the biggest things that happened during the pandemic is that we lost our uncle. And, you know, he was like a father to us. You know, we grew up with him. He took us everywhere. We went on trips with him. That was like the first person I ever traveled on a plane with. First person ever. So, you know, that was a really tough loss. And, you know, slowly our family's getting better. You know, Jordan and I, we're a lot better. You know, there's times that I think about him. I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's times you think about him with specific things, but.
Yeah, man, it's weird not, like, having him there,
For sure, you know. And you know, sometimes I go back and read the text message that he sent, the last one, because, you know, it was on my birthday, and he always wished me happy birthday for my birthday through a text message or call me. So, you know, it was tough, but that was, pandemic has been a you know, it's been a bumpy ride. You guys know, you guys been riding along with us through the whole process or through the whole pandemic. And you see kind
despite
of like
us being inconsistent.
Yeah. Yeah. Besides that. And it's been tough, man. And, you know, podcasting is not very easy, especially when you're going through things like mentally or, you know, especially like you, especially with like a new job now. He's still working for the same company. But now, you know, Jordan is a membership advisor. So he sells memberships and, you know, he's really good at what he does. But. Yo, like, life gets in the way, man, and this is something that we want to do for fun. This is something that we just love doing, and you know, we could be ourselves. We could talk about whatever the hell we want. It's like literally having our own show. I got to breathe because my nose is stuffy.
Very good. No, it's been a rough year, yo. Like, I was in a relationship that I'm no longer in anymore. I had a job that I'm no longer doing anymore. I'm doing something a lot different. I tore my ACL and I was, you know, was depressed for months and I felt like shit. You know,
it's I've a lot
gained,
of pain.
Yep. And I've gained weight back that I didn't expect to gain back. And now I'm trying to get back to how I, you know, wanted to be or almost wanted to be. There's a lot of things that come into play with it. You know, things are better financially. So I'm just trying to take one step at a time and take one chunk at a time. But, you know, start off with financial, then start off with like health. Then after that, start off with everything else. Yeah. You know, I'm still young, even though it's a cliche to say, but it's the truth. Still young. We're both still young. We both have a lot to learn and, you know, get better with and understand that these things are going to occur consistently. And for just, sure. We just got to kind of just,
you got to go with it. But it's important to, you know, we know like the stuff that we have to do and like what we have to practice and live in the now and. Don't think so much in the future and all this like, you know, meditation, mindful, like sitting on a rock on a fucking like watching the ocean shit. We know this.
Headstands and shit.
Headstands. But, you know, practicing it is an entirely different thing. And, you know, I haven't been the best at practicing some of those things. And, you know, when it comes to things like when I get annoyed at or my temper and stuff like that. And, you know, just it's just average everyday shit that, you know, if you take moments out to really like reflect, you know, it makes a difference after a while, what I've been told. So, but socializing, especially post pandemic, is definitely been something that has been a little bit different. Now it's gotten a lot better. What do you think?
Socializing. So I was speaking to my buddy about this. Shout out to I'm gonna send him this. Shout out to Sir Boxington. But so we were speaking about this, but you know, we live in a day and age now where I feel like, you know, I used to make fun of like Bumble, Hinge, Tinder and shit like that before. Also, I made fun of that a lot when I was in college, but in college it's a lot easier meeting, you know, obviously dating, meeting people, because sometimes people just use Tinder and Bumble and all these other resources, not just to date, but to like meet people and like, you know, become friends with people. It's not just a outlet to, you know, to fuck or to date. You know, people use this.
Yeah, I mean, you can. Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
I don't
know.
You can't. But I'm saying.
I think it's more or less.
I think it's 90% of it is
to hook up.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying. You know, I'm being fair. Some people also use it to be friends or whatever.
What do you mean, know, like to date? Like
I've
to,
heard.
Like, no,
I've
no,
heard.
No. You people have met. I know people that have met their significant other on their significant other on dating apps.
Yeah. No. I'm saying that. What I'm trying to say is that other people sometimes use these outlets just to like be friends, to make friends with other people.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
But I think it's obviously more for dating and more for hooking up or whatever you want to use it for. But I'm just being fair. Some people use it, I guess, for
meeting friends and shit. You're right.
But, yeah, but, you know, we live in a day and age now, especially with COVID, that people, you know, use these, like, use Tinder, use Bumble, use Hinge. Hinge is kind of crazy, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, so, I'm not going to lie to you. I've used these different outlets to obviously date and start getting back into the field or whatever the case is.
That's nothing to be ashamed of.
Nah, not at all. And you know what? That's the new thing. But the thing is, it's more used now than ever, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, I've never been like some conquistador ass fucking lit like model.
Favorite joke.
What?
No.
I'm just saying, I've never been some lit like guy that can go into a club and fucking like just bag somebody like that. That's just never been my thing. I've always been good with like making friends with people, getting to know them, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, these apps have been helping people a lot just because they've been giving them the opportunity to, find different ways, you know, just find people and depending if, you know, they have an issue going to clubs or, you know, do you kind of get what I'm trying to say?
Yes. It helps with people that are socially, I don't want to say socially awkward, but people that have issues in social settings with a lot of people. You know, like people that can't go, you know, not everybody could go to a club and, you know, bag all these men, women, whatever it may be.
It's a small amount.
Yeah, man. Like people get scared. That shit gets intimidating, you know? Like because it's an environment you can't control.
Yeah.
I can't like stop time and like move people around or tell the DJ like, yo, play this song, like, you know, whatever it is. Like, it's just a tough, it's tough. So Tinder and Bumble and all these dating apps allow you to like kind of skip all that or lead to it. Like, hey, let's have the small talk now. Then we link and then it is what it is after that.
Yeah, exactly. And people that are on there, they're more interested in like, they're legit interested most of the time in dating.
It's a dating app. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
And like we said, there's nothing wrong with that, you know? So, but, you know, going back out now again and, there's been times I've been at bars and it's kind of like, damn, how you do this? Like, you know, it's weird. Like, ordering a drink, seeing people in the same place as you, loud music. That shit is different.
You good?
No, I'm missing. I ain't saying anything bad.
No, but your face, that shit was...
I ain't saying anything bad because you mentioned a couple of comments when I said something.
You said what? But, I mentioned the what?
Nothing.
Okay.
But, yeah, exactly. There you go. You remember, you know what I'm talking about.
What?
But,
No, you said the conquistador shit.
Yeah, nobody else heard that shit. That was only you. So basically, it's like a joke that flew everybody. Like, nobody even got. You like you tried to make it a joke, but
no, it was because you understand.
It wasn't.
You understand it.
So basically, also, also like I mentioned back in the club, we've never again. A lot of the time, I know guys have dealt with this stuff, but they go to a club, they try to go up to a girl, they got the hookah in the hand, and just like they ask them to dance, and they're just like, nah, I don't want to like a lot of the time people just wanted to go to the club, I guess now, just to kind of just chill with their homies and not like really socialize as much, just socialize within themselves, which is fine. But that's why these dating apps, I feel like, also exist, because it helps give more opportunity instead of going to like a club and just trying to fuck or just trying to do like, it's a better opening, that makes sense to start dating and talking to people.
I guess also, you know, you don't have to meet the person right away either. You
could
just
you don't.
You could just deaded them, like block them or just stop matching with them.
Yes,
you know?
And it's safer.
Because until you meet them, you don't know what the fuck's going down. So.
Always be careful, guys. Always carry some shit on you. You never know.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Absolutely.
You
know, and speaking about that too, you know, going out and you know, people forget certain things when they go out as well, kind of like manners. Etiquette, right? Like going out etiquette. Like if me, you, and a group of other people, we go to a bar and we buy a bottle, right? And everybody's chilling.
Sure.
And let's say even if you're there and you take a sip, bro, as soon as I pour your glass out. And there's liquid in your glass, and your lip touches the liquid in the glass, you automatically owe half for the bottle.
Your wallet should already be, like, in your hand.
Don't expect people to pay for you. Don't expect, I was just out here. I got invited. Nah. You gotta put money down. Let's not be cheap. Let's not be broke either. But we're not rich, but don't be broke. Don't act broke.
You know what bothers me? Is that if you can't afford to go out, then don't fucking go out.
Yeah, I agree.
There should be no reason why you're going out.
Because you could go out, but at the end of the day, we're going to chill outside.
Yeah, we're going to chill outside.
You're not coming inside with me. You're not coming inside with me.
Bring your own liquor. Bring your BYOB. And that, you know, and I get it, because people, some people have, especially during this day and age, with COVID, and you know, not being like, you know, now we're finally being able to go out and chill. People have this fear, I guess, of missing out, or some people, and that's understandable. But bro, listen to me. If you financially can't fucking go out,
just stay don't home.
Stay home. Or I'm even cool with people just being straight up with me and saying, yo, listen, I'm gonna be straight up with you. You know, money's a little tight right now. You know, whatever the case is, can you spot me this time? And I promise I'll pay you back as soon as possible.
Yeah, man. It's, cool. It's, don't do that. Don't leave. Nothing. Like, because that's just, nobody's going to want to go out with you. And then you just, that shit just doesn't look good. Period.
Imagine you go out and like, and I've encountered people like this who've had a few chips, right? A few chips. Or like, let's say you bought a plate of nachos, right? A plate of nachos. And the nachos, whatever, were X amount of money, right? And that person took a few nachos, were nibbling on them and eating them. Just a few. And at the end of the night, when it's time to pay, they're like, you know, like, I didn't really have, I only had a little bit. Fam, it doesn't fucking matter. It
doesn't matter, bro.
If you had the, if you had fucking nachos, just, are you that fucking, like, listen, if you're that cheap, man, then you got to go fucking reevaluate your life.
Yeah, man, get the fuck out of here. You're not hanging out with me, period.
That shit is bad manners.
That shit is mad corny, bro.
It's maleducación.
Super maleducación. I'm set. Fuck that.
So.
That shit's disrespectful. Along with the Knicks being disrespectful to us as well. Because we're going to go into that.
Yo, that team, man, they
fucking suck.
They suck ass.
How you go from being lit.
Something an extraordinary year. A year that we didn't even know.
And then look at them now. Fucking terrible. Hard to watch. The team is discombobulated. It's a team, they play 189. That's pretty much it.
Like a whack AAU tournament.
Bro, it's trash.
And you know what it is? And I have an issue with, obviously, with Randall. And my big issue is that I'm not going to get into it too deep, but the one thing I am going to mention that I've mentioned to him before, and he's mentioned to me, we've both talked about the same thing, we kind of agree on it, is that Randall is...
I'm looking at this, so I'm just checking the track. I'm not trying to cut your ass.
Now you get it. Randall is a fucking... When he can play post,
he's
an
animal. Play post.
He's an animal. Last game, he played Golden State. All his points were in the fucking Baja. I didn't see him shoot the ball once. Only time I saw him shoot the ball, maybe, I think, was, did he have a free throw? Besides that,
yeah,
all
the
his
game, points. Yeah, the Golden State game, he didn't take, I think he took maybe like a few jump shots, bro. Drive to the fucking rack, bro. Like, stop. Stop all shooting threes. You're not a fucking three ball. You're not a 3-point shooter.
Bro,
these big men fall in love with the long ball, bro.
For no reason. Because it's like, yo, oh, wow, I made one. Okay, I made it two. All right, lit. Oh, I made three. Let's lit. I could be like Curry, bro. And that's the thing with Randall last year. Randall just played the fucking game, and the shot came to him magically. Sometimes you just got to understand that you got to play the game. But and the shot will come if you don't force it. And he didn't force it last year. This year, he forced it, and he went from 41%, I think it was, from three, like, to 30-something percent.
36, 37.
Not even.
Fucking like 30, garbage.
Yo, terrible, bro. The Knicks have been such a fucked up thing to watch, man. And I just can't, like...
They're trash. They're trash, and they need to get it together. They need to get it together. That's tough to watch. You know, we're always going to be the laughing stock for the next 120 years.
But New York in general, bro. Not even the Nets.
All our teams are trash.
Kyrie can't even. Kyrie only plays.
The Nets are discombobulated.
Look at them.
Kyrie only plays half of his games.
They got Ben Simmons. Like, that's going to make a big difference. Giants stink. Mets even stuck.
Jets are garbage. And I don't want to hear, like, oh, we had a good season. Jets are garbage.
Fuck that. Jets, J-E-T-S.
Jets.
Jets, fuck that. You guys are never winning a chip. The last time you won a chip was when?
1960-something.
And how much was gas back then?
I think I read it. It was like 20 cents or some shit. The fuck out of here.
If that's when you won a chip, bro, I'm set. I'm not even going
to... It was the 60s. 63 or some shit.
Not even. Probably fucking 30s. Fam... We can't talk shit because the Knicks, the last time we won a chip was when people were like, that's groovy, mama. You a jive turkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's the shit, yeah, back
you
then.
Pretty lady.
Let's go, pretty lady. Let me see your hips move.
Yeah, man.
That's the kind of vibe.
New York sports are not doing too well. Yeah, hopefully, next year, they could do a little bit better. Yeah. But we just wanted to bring, we just wanted to come on to today. I don't know what word I'm looking for. I'm fucking tired. But we wanted just to bring this podcast back and, you know, bring you guys more content. We're going to try to get more interviews for you guys. You know, we had really good feedback, especially for when we did Queen's Planet. which was pretty cool.
Shout out to Queens Planet.
Shout out Queens Planet. And but you know, we're gonna try to get one of my best friends, Adrian, on here, which is he's super awesome. You know, we've been talking with him. You guys will get to meet him.
Say mad like mafia movie.
A whole bunch of mafia stuff. But we got some good stuff, man. We're gonna start getting some more interviews, and we're just gonna have better content, and we're gonna try to do better for you guys this year. But we really appreciate everyone that has been supportive, everybody that's been asking about our podcast, because it makes us feel good. Because, you know, sometimes it may feel like nobody's watching it. You know, we're just talking into, like, space, which is cool, which is fine. But there's ears out there, and, you know, somebody's always watching, which is really important. And but we really appreciate that, and that stuff makes us feel really good, and we appreciate you guys for that.
It's good to bring this back.
Yeah, with this little night mode, this new light that we got here. We're going to have different flavors every night.
You look like an entity.
Yeah, and you look like a blueberry. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Good night.
You're fucked. Uptown Sanitation will return. We coming back at y'all with more episodes. Uptown Sanitation's coming back. Suck my motherfucking ass.